by six or eight by eight post, and then catty corner post like this for bracing, and in and all the space in between is filled with rocks or bricks or adobe or similar stuff.
Oh.
It's called Fachwerk.
I see. Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, okay. Now, there was so much limestone in the country around Fredericksburg, they built houses from stone, especially between Fredericksburg and the Mason. It's a limestone country.
And
limestone is cut easy, and they had plenty of masons in those days to do it kind of way. Lots of houses are built with masonry and so forth and so on. Some are log houses. Logs were plentiful in those years.
Mm-hmm.
We have two or three log houses over here. The first house in town, the inside room is a log building that's covered up now. And we had a log house. Our property was built by people before that. It's founded over 100 years ago, 1860. It's finally went to pieces. The logs, this town country here was full of cedar trees once upon a time.
Oh, and they smell so good.
Yeah. Talk about that now. I made a talk about Christmas week before last at our meeting. The fine, nicest thing about Christmas is the aroma of the cedar tree, the camels mining, the oranges and apple tree. Those four things, that was Christmas. We don't have camels no more.
Yeah, but the smell of oranges is still Christmas for me too. And apples.
But now I can't smell very good. So it don't mean nothing to me. Christmas don't mean a thing to me at all. I just sit there like a darn dummy.
Oh, I bet. I bet. I bet that's not what your family would say. Well, see, I have
the kids, the grandkids, and the great-grandkids, you all have a big time. Sunday, we had 36 people in our house.
Wow, all family, huh?
All belong to your family.
All related. That's great. I wish I had that much family.
Some are future in-laws. There's two future in-laws. Grandson-in-law. Anyhow, we had them there Sunday.
That's great.
But this year we didn't have the second Christmas day like we usually have, so we figured to go back to Houston, San Antonio, who was else on Christmas Day.
Yeah, second Christmas?
We have on the 26th, we have what they call a second Christmas Day.
What's that?
Well, it's a tradition. It's a type of German holiday.
Really?
In these small towns.
I never heard of it. Why do you have a second one?
I don't know. Just celebrating, you might say.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes Christmas Day is the middle of the week. Okay. You know, you have all people waiting to see. You have all the 24th, the 25th, the 26th. Christmas Day, you're at home. You're where you want to go, you're there. On the 26th, you go back to work on the 26th.
Uh-huh.
Get the idea?
Uh-huh.
So, next year, Christmas is going to be on a Tuesday. You're going to have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, or 4 days. The people are going to have 4 days off.
Uh-huh.
This year, they had 3 days off.
Yeah. Let me ask you something else about a Sunday house. If you stayed at a Sunday house, did you have to own it yourself, or did you?
That's a rule you did, yeah.
I see. So you had to sort of build your own Sunday house.
They built a little bitty house then, and used it for that. But now the people from the city come here, and everywhere else out in the country, and buy your weekend places,
uh-huh.
Buy a whole farm, where they sit around, do nothing, maybe go fishing, and if they happen to have a stream of water.
Yeah.
And you might say a day of rest, get away from that rat race in the city.
Yeah.
And a day of entertainment, maybe, and this and that. All life has changed so much. Years ago, I used to wish I could own a big piece of property, but now I don't want nothing to do with it.
Why? How come?
Oh, too much responsibility and worry. I'm getting too old for that.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just satisfied with what I got.
Uh-huh. That's nice. I can't even keep it,
of course. I'm not physically able to do any more yard work. So uh-huh. I'm glad I'm not in the nice part of town. My place looks like out in the country. Rough.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I want it.
But that's nice.
It's home, it's paid for.
Yeah.
It's comfortable, livable. But what do you want?
Yeah, right. And you know, I don't know a lot of people who can say that either. How many people do you know who can say that? Have a satisfied with what they have?
Oh, yeah. The people today, they got to have a $50,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
Shoo.
Mm-hmm.
Big shot stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing paid for.
And then they aren't happy when they get it.
They're not happy when they get it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me, okay, back to the farms, the way they used to be. You have a barn, okay, and you keep the cows in the barn? The standing
barn? Yeah, there's horses and cows. That's where we fed them, the milk the cows.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at night there was the fat guy, the star, was roamed around the cabin. The horses we took down to the pasture and turned them loose in the pasture.
Yeah.
And the morning they got them again.
Yeah.
Let them roam all the